Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Mark 10, 13 to 16. The Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 10, verse 13 to 16. One day some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them. But the disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. When Jesus saw what was happening, he was angry with his disciples. He said to them, "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." Then he took the children in his arms and placed his hands on their heads and blessed them. My theme for reflection is small hands, great faith. Small hands, great faith. A friend once told me that when her toddler son wanted something, he did not ask politely. He demanded it with absolute confidence that she would come through. It was not arrogance, it was trust. He did not doubt her ability or her love. That, I think, is closer to the kind of faith Jesus invites us into in Mark 10, 13 to 16. In this beautiful, often overlooked passage, Jesus welcomes children in a way that startled the adults around him. His disciples, concerned perhaps with order, time, or decorum, try to keep the children at bay. But Jesus is having none of it. Instead of seeing children as a disruption, he receives them as the very image of how we must receive the kingdom of God. At first glance, this is a tender story, but under the surface lies a powerful rebuke and a radical reordering of values. The disciples who should have known better were gatekeeping access to Jesus. Why? Perhaps they thought he had more important things to do. Perhaps, like many of us, they unconsciously believed that influence, age, knowledge, or status were the true signs of spiritual maturity. But Jesus, indignant and unwavering, teaches them that the kingdom does not belong to the strong, but to the small. James Smith has commented that you are what you love. If that is true, then what we love most is revealed in what we make space for. Jesus makes space for children, not out of sentimentality, but because they embody something essential about faith: vulnerability, trust, and need. These are not childish qualities, they are childlike ones, and Jesus elevates them as virtues of the kingdom. Children don't come with theological arguments or spiritual resumes. They come with open hands and hearts, often unsure of the words, but deeply confident in love. That, Jesus tells us, is the posture of those who inherit the kingdom of God. But there is another dimension here. Jesus does not just use children as metaphors. He blesses them. He touches them. He takes them in his arms. This is the gospel in motion. God stooping to embrace the vulnerable, restoring dignity and offering blessing. It is not a distant theology. It is a very personal invitation. We must ask ourselves then, what barriers do we, perhaps unconsciously, put between others and Jesus? Do we treat children as noisy distractions rather than spiritual guides? Do we see the poor, the marginalized, or the less articulate as unqualified for kingdom blessing? Or worse, do we see ourselves as too independent, too competent to need the arms of Jesus? Jesus flips all of this. In his kingdom, dependence is not a weakness, but the doorway to strength. Helplessness is not shameful but sacred. To receive the kingdom, we must come not with credentials but with need. So what does this mean for us today? It means we are called to nurture the young and to be nurtured by them. It means we must stop pretending that spiritual maturity is self-sufficiency. It means laying down our pride and letting Jesus carry us just as he carried the children that day. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what keeps you from approaching Jesus with childlike trust and vulnerability? Number two, how might your faith deepen if you began to learn from, not just teach, the children around you? And now our practical exercise. Spend time today in intentional conversation with a child or a young person. Ask them about God, faith, or prayer. Listen without correcting or teaching, and reflect on what their perspective reveals about your own heart. Gracious Lord, thank you for showing us the way of the kingdom through the simplicity and wonder of children. Teach us to come to you with open hands and humble hearts. Help us to release our need for control and rest instead in your loving arms. May we become more dependent on your grace and more alive in your blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.